Good morning. It's 7.04 a.m. Thursday, July the 23rd, 2020. It's already... it's already too hot. It's 68 here. It was 68 when I got up at 5. It's still 68. It's probably 70 now. 68 when I left the house 20 minutes ago. 25 minutes ago. Anyway, here I am. So, finally. I got all of the pieces of Finwell Bay. I have to start teaching myself to call it Finwell Bay because it really needs to be Finwell Bay and not Troy Harbor. I say that, but the answer to all the questions is in Troy Harbor. So even though it's not present as a large component in the story, I don't know, maybe I need to keep the title Troy Harbor. I don't know. I've identified two, possibly three holes. In addition to some artifacts that were left over from Cape Grace, because for those of you who weren't here for most of 2019 as I was trying to get Cape Grace wrestled to the ground, what I discovered sometime around July or August last year was that the story I was writing was was the wrong story. I took a lot of the book, and what I basically did was made a clone of the file, saved it under Troy Harbor, and then went back and started stripping out the wrong bits and replacing them with the stuff that needed to be there. One of the problems I'm struggling with right at the moment is all of the pieces that I have right now ignore one of the key things that happened in Cape Grace, which is Tony finally found Jimmy an assistant. And so when Jimmy leaves at the beginning of this next book, Finwell Bay, when Jimmy leaves and his older, actually much older, half-sister comes to take over for him, None of Maisie McElhinney was in this file. So it's like she suddenly just disappears. Now, I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. And I think perhaps she needs to stay. This morning, I can feel it. You can probably hear it. So I've got this book now in a position where I can read it from the front to back. And I have one chapter that's a single line. This needs to be the chapter that says this. But the rest of it, I can read through it and see how it hangs together, see how the story flows, see how it works. And in spite of the fact that I'm going in with some preconceived notions about what it needs to have to round it out, I'm breathing again. I'm feeling like, okay, this is doable. And I would put this book aside and go do another book that I could actually get out faster. Except that I owe Podium this title in September. And I'm down to a month and 10 days. A month and 7 days, today's the 23rd. To get this one wrapped up. So, pressure's on. I also have the local writers group. It used to be the IPAL contingent, the Independent Published Authors List, of Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. We did this, we've done this a couple times a year for several years now, the Novelrama, where we try to write 25,000 words in 4 days. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. It's been growing session to session, year on year. And people who didn't think they could write 6,250 words in a day have discovered that they could do it 4 days in a row. And people who all thought that they could only write 500 words a day are discovering that, well, maybe they could write 1,000, or maybe they can write 2,000. But it's asking people to do the thing that you need to do if you really want to be a writer, which is you have to write. And telling yourself what you can't do isn't a good practice. Which I have learned to my detriment. I'm pushing really hard this morning. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, yesterday was a frustrating morning. I got back and I started to upload. And Dropbox said it was uploading, but it would get to about 75% and just sit there and never actually complete and never time out. Usually uploads will fail. If there's a problem, the upload will fail. But the uploads didn't fail. It took me quite a while. It took me 2 hours of wrestling with it to finally say, oh, screw this. And I plugged the phone in with a USB cable and transferred it directly to the laptop, which is not something I like doing. When the phone is supposed to be able to just move it via Bluetooth, for crying out loud, or Wi-Fi. So I fought with it way too long to get it to do what it's always done, rather than saying, okay, screw this, I'll just plug it in. To be fair, plugging it into the Linux laptop has been, in the past, somewhat fraught with difficulty. get ready, say it with me, monk post. And this time I plugged it in. And I've gone through enough upgrades on this laptop now that now Ubuntu just said, oh yeah, you've got a phone. And then opened it as a data store. So my only challenge was then finding it, where the audio files hid in the rather obfuscated directory structure that represents this very old Samsung phone. Anyway, I did find it because the new, just used search, and search on the device and pulled it right up. So it's like, oh, all right, okay, we can do this. I've got goops in them again. So I've got to go to the grocery store today. Specifically, I've got to go to the pharmacy, but I'm also out of cat food. Almost out of cat food again. I've got to get more cat food. I can use a couple other things I need there too. Should get some sort of marinade. What did I cook last night? I've got several comfort food recipes that everybody likes. The problem is that some of them require me to make, you know, boil pasta or otherwise, run the oven or something. Morning. Guy with a neatly trimmed beard. I keep thinking I gotta think about that. I have a rather full beard. I keep cutting off. When it gets too long, I keep cutting off the lower ends, trying to even it up a little bit. I have a clipper that I use to clip away some of the understory, so I don't have like a neck beard or anything. Not that it grows down on my neck, but it does tend to grow toward the back of my chin, under my tongue. On the outside, of course, not the inside. Anyway. So yeah, yesterday was kind of a watershed day. I spent, I don't know, Jesus, 4 hours, 5 hours. I spent a lot of time yesterday working on the book, which was good. The new earbuds are spectacular. They're Bose. I would expect them to have good sound quality. The battery lasts a very long time. And I discovered, finally, or remembered, maybe, the Logitech keyboard. I have a mechanical keyboard because I love the clicky sound. And after a few complaints, my wife has gotten used to the fact that I click a lot. Clickety, 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 clickety. I love the clicky sound. I love the feel. Does it help me type faster, better? I have no idea. I do know that I like it. I like the feel. I like the touch. I've worn the letters off. I have some keycaps that are just a blob. Because the keyboard has backlighting in it, so the keys are lit. Not that way, but like they have light on them, in them. So it's kind of cool. But it has a bunch of things in it. Like, it has an auxiliary USB port in the back. Like, it has a volume control that's not a function key. It's literally a dial that is sort of invisible, but it sits in the upper corner above the keypad. And so when I need to turn things up or down, I could just reach up and roll the dial to the point where I want it. And it adjusts the system volume. So it's not specific, but it adjusts, you know, to a game or an application or something. But if I need to quiet something down real fast, I can just reach up and slide that down. Works like a champ. It's terrific. And it works on all of my Bluetooth. For the wired headset that I have has an inline volume control. So I can turn down the volume in my headset. And I'm used to reaching for the cord and flipping that little wheel. It's taken me some time to get used to the idea that I don't have that little wheel anymore. But I have a new wheel. And I'm liking it. So yeah, a pair of Bose. They were marked down from like $120 to $99. A little spendy, but you know, I spend, they're in my ears. I have something in my ears almost all day. Even now I've got one earbud in. Yeah, just basically to keep it from flopping around. Hi. How are we doing? We're still recording? We are. Oh my god, 17 minutes. God, I'm humping right along here this morning. It feels good. I'm feeling invigorated. I'm feeling like the breakthrough on Finwell Bay really, really freed me up a lot. And I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't know if I'm going to give this to beta readers. The reason being time. It's probably a mistake to go directly from me to Karen, but I've owed this book to Karen for 2 months, and I got to get it to her as soon as I can to give her time to work on it. So I don't know. The wizard's cat is growing on me. I've got ideas that seem to be popping up like popcorn kittens. I'm liking the ideas that are coming. Other than the idea of the wizard's cat, most of the ideas coming from readers aren't gonna make the cut. But I have some. They have, in fairness, they have spurred my thinking in different directions, which is good. I like it. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.